This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Rich Brake. He's the co-chairman of the National Civic Literacy Board at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. He joins us now to respond to a new poll from Rasmussen Reports that suggests only 53% of Americans believe capitalism is a better form of an economy than socialism. 20% say they prefer socialism, while 27% aren't sure. And Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg. It's a pleasure to be with you.
How'd you react to that number?
Well, it's funny because we've been doing some civic literacy studies over the past 3 or 4 years, and it doesn't surprise me. It concerns me, but it doesn't surprise me because we asked some very similar questions. We actually 2,500 randomly sampled Americans, and we asked them questions about, can you distinguish between free markets and centralized planning in terms of economic effects? And only 23% of Americans could actually say what the free market does compared to socialism. And only 53% of Americans could actually define accurately capitalism. So if you don't know what capitalism is and you don't know its difference between that and socialism, it doesn't surprise me that they don't have a lot of allegiance to the economic system that has served us so well for so many years.
Well, we talked about this test that you've given folks for the past few years when it was in the news a few months ago. Describe for our listeners what the questions look like on the test and how it's described in the multiple choice selections.
Right. So what we would do is we gave them 39 multiple choice questions, many of them coming from other national civics tests, like the NAEP test for high school seniors, as well as the citizenship exam. And what we found was that it was the economics portion of the exam where Americans did particularly bad. And so we would give them, options, that question about compare centralized planning to free markets. We would give them options that really only two of the answers could even be close to being right. And the correct answer there is, why does free markets outperform centralized planning? It's because you are able to use local conditions to understand means and ends in terms of costs and benefits and things of that nature. And we're seeing that today in our economy where, we've got these experts determining how billions and trillions of dollars are going to be spent. And I fear that the result is going to be a lot of misallocation of resources.
So, Rich, you've kind of gone through the textbook definitions and historical examples of what capitalism and socialism are and what their differences are and how they impact a society. What do you get the sense folks who don't know that think capitalism and socialism are, if they're getting their information solely from the mainstream media or other contemporary sources?
Yeah, that's a very good question or a very good observation because, we were not asking current events questions. We were asking, basic building block questions. But the connection here is that if you don't know the difference between planning and markets, then when an issue comes to the fore, like should we bail out banks or should we allow the market to kind of determine winners and losers, if you don't know that fundamental distinction, then you're going to kind of be pulled in by kind of I call it the siren song of statism, where you're going to say, well, you know what, it's not, people are going to suffer if you don't bail out that bank. Well, to use that rationale, we have to bail out every failed firm, and then you've really got a problem on your hands.
We're talking with Rich Brake, co-chair of the National Civic Literacy Board at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. And Rich, the poll went a little deeper. It showed that Republicans, when asked about that question, by an 11-1 margin preferred capitalism, while Democrats were pretty close. 39% preferred capitalism, 30% socialism. How do you read that?
Well, it was funny because we actually did some comparing and contrasting of both Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives. We asked them to self-identify themselves, and then we compared how they did on the test. And so those questions about planning and capitalism and markets, we found that Republicans did better distinguishing between those. So, again, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, look, there's a lot of coalitions of the two parties. One really relies upon government to kind of allocate resources, and the other coalition says that the market should be the one. So again, it doesn't surprise me at all.
So what is the significance of this? The fact that half the people in this country don't know the difference, or at least can't define capitalism. Where are we headed?
I think that you can take a short-term and a long-term approach to that. The short-term problem, obviously, is that Americans aren't going to be able to deliberate wisely upon these debates that we're going to have over the Obama budget and things of that nature. My guess is that it even goes beyond just not kind of that opinion question. I don't think that really when they're asked, I'm not sure they even know what they're being asked, to be quite honest. Now, the deeper problem is that these things aren't being taught in our schools. And so we're on a mission, you know, from God, so to speak, to get high schools and colleges to start teaching again economics and business management and things like that, so that people can again understand that in terms of economics, it's the laws of scarcity. Look, we all would want, you know, guns and butter. We would all want all the things of the economy, but you got to make choices, and not everything is abundant. It's not just a question of sentiment. There's some actual hard economic science that governs these issues.
Rich, unfortunately, that's going to have to be the last word. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Good luck with what you do.
Rich Brake is co-chairman of the National Civic Literacy Board at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. This is Dateline Washington.